I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another special episode of No Small Roles, where today we're wondering whether Dwayne has ever done some aggressive gardening. I'm David Knight, your dungeon master.
I don't understand.
It's so good when Ben doesn't understand.
I should have listened to episode one.
I know.
I mean, episode one's been out in the feed for insert amount of time that episode one's been in the feed, and I still haven't listened to it.
I'm once again joined by two thirds of the three black halflings, Jeremy Woo! Cobb and Jasper Woo! William Cartwright.
What?
We're here again.
Welcome back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Before I let you start pruning the recently departed tavern keeper, let's cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and d20.
Let's play D&D. You'll have your character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You will discuss what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative. Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every roll.
A hero rises inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success for
as Dwayne soared his way northward, a barbed net catapulted from a ship below and sent him tumbling into the marshland of Aeland. As he gathered himself, a mysterious figure emerged from the swampy surroundings, only to reveal himself as the friendly Tharnak, who carried Dwayne to his travelling companion, Judge. The pair were on a journey across the country to find a collection of mysterious relics, and with Dwayne's force of personality, they all agreed to travel together, hoping to eventually reach the Abbey of Our Lady Death. Upon reaching the nearest town of Paludosa, the trio discovered that it had become infested with a fast-growing plant known as rotweed. A local tavern keeper, Aeneas, asked for their assistance in clearing it for a sizable discount. With Tharnak dehydrating an entire wall of vines, they all headed inside, with Dwayne promising a fabulous concert. Not far behind, Valerie and her crew continued their hunt for the dragon, tackling a giant crocodile that had also found the cut net. Unable to tell which way the dragon had gone, Valerie sniffed the air and decided to follow a nearby path. Dwayne's concert is in full swing when Aeneas notices an odd red flower on the rotweed. Approaching it causes spores to burst out into his face, and as the vines took hold of the tavern keeper, Tharnak, unable to do anything else, smashed his skull in. That wasn't enough, however, as the plants continued to spread and burst out of Aeneas's every pore. And that's where we pick it up. Can everybody roll initiative, please?
What for?
All of us, including me and Ben.
No, not including you and Ben.
Oh.
Tharnak, Dwayne, and Judge, please roll initiative.
Oh, not bad.
Do you want us to shout them out as we go, or are you going to ask?
I'll ask. I'll run down the thing. 25 to 20.
A 21.
Ooh, Dwayne got a 22.
Ooh, Dwayne getting in there.
Show-offs.
Dwayne, then Judge. In which case, Tharnak, what did you get?
It's all about being average, okay? I rolled a 14, which...
Very nice.
Equals a 13.
Oh, God. cool.
A dirty 13.
A dirty... Actually, dirty 13.
Amazing. In which case, Dwayne, as Tharnak has just crunched the skull of poor Aeneas... the entire room, the entire tavern, which is basically holding the entire town at this point, they go silent. Then there are small screams and panics, and people start pushing their way through the crowd, like first of all trying to get to Tharnak, but also trying to get out. They don't know what's happening. A few people that are close enough can see that his body is starting to grow, and yeah, loads of vines and plant-like extrusions are just like coming through his skin. And the body is twitching. What are you doing?
Okay. Do I see any more of the red flowers nearby?
Oh, make a perception check.
Okay.
Let you have that for free.
Generous.
That's a natural 2, so we're looking at a 7.
7. Not near where everybody else is, not where Aeneas and Tharnak and Judge are. It's harder to tell with everybody starting to move around and panic and scream and... You can't spot any of the other windows, any of the openings of the building itself, so no, you don't see any.
Okay. I feel like Dwayne hates to do this, but I think from Dwayne's perspective, he's like, look, it's better to risk actually damaging this building rather than letting this spread. So Dwayne is going to tell me if I can do all of these things. These are the things that I want to do. I think it's 3 things. I want to shout out, "Everybody, get out of here as quickly as possible! You have to get to safety! Leave the tavern!" And then I want to run through the crowd, take out my dagger, stab it into the mass of vines that are coming out of what used to be Aeneas's head, and then I want to cast heat metal on that.
Oh, absolutely. Is heat metal an action or a bonus action?
Heat metal is an action to cast.
In which case, I'll give you your bonus action to stab the... Sort of as it's an unmoving mass currently.
Yeah, I was hoping to just stick it in there.
Exactly.
I didn't want to
stick
do
it
any
in,
damage to
start
it.
Heating it up. Go for it. What damage does it take from the heated metal?
Okay, so it's going to take... I'm going to cast it at 3rd level. And that is going to be 3d8 fire damage.
Very nice.
Normally there'd be a con save, but I don't think anything can be saved in this case. It's not holding anything. So I'm just going to roll damage.
Yep.
It takes 11 points of fire damage.
Nice. That's nice. And yeah, you can see some of the plant life, especially where you've stabbed, just starts like sizzling as well. There's a putrid smell as this like burnt leaves and flesh start wafting away from the heated dagger.
Do I have enough movement to just then retreat another as far as I can away from it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And this is my last thing. Did me yelling that have any effect on the people there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's already some movement towards the door, but now there seems to be an even more rush. Like, people are literally pushing each other out of the way, getting to all of the exits that they can.
Okay, cool. That is my turn.
Judge, what are you doing?
I've seen that Dwayne has, like, already gotten to the people, gotten them moving. Can I make a quick check for Wendell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a quick perception check.
I have advantage on perception, I think. Or, no, I have proficiency. That's pretty good anyway. 22.
At 22. Yeah, you can actually see her being dragged away by Bartosz.
Oh.
He was on his way in. This has happened, and he's just sort of like helped grab her and like pull her away. She's definitely panicking and trying to get forwards towards Aeneas.
Oh, right.
But no, you can see that he's almost like, this is not a situation to be getting involved in. So he's like pulling her just outside.
I will say to Tharnak, cover your mouth. Let's make for the exit. Regroup outside. and assess. All right, come on, get out.
Okay.
And I'll just make my way to the exit.
Amazing. Tharnak, as you start standing up, this mass, this creature that you can see forming in front of you, slowly, like using what were Aeneas's arms, pushes itself up.
No.
His mushy head kind of like flopping back, being held up by roots that are just like forming across its what's left of the skull. Mm. And it's gonna, first of all, like sort of loll and just stare at you for a moment.
Hey, you're okay. Good. Good. This is a change, a vibe change, but each to their own.
And that's when you notice that where it stood up, like from where he's been lying on the floor, all along its chest are just small red buds that are slowly opening.
Hey, I'm less okay with this.
Can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
I'm not next to you anymore, am I?
No, you said
you left me.
I told you to run.
My best friend left me.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing it's not, but just in case, is this any kind of attack roll or ability check that this creature is making?
No, it's a saving throw. So each of the flowers sort of like bursts into like little spores in front of it.
Oh no. Well, it has disadvantage.
Am I within 5 feet of this thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's a 15.
Okay. So yeah, all of these sort of like horrible smells start wafting up your nose and you take 3 points of poison damage.
Cool.
But as you sort of breathe it in, like you like have got half of your mouth covered, like you're like having seen what Aeneas has kind of been through.
That's bad for my asthma.
But it doesn't do anything else to that, just 3 points of poison damage.
Woohoo! Smelt worse in the swamp. I'm fine.
Then it's going to swing a fist at you, though.
Oh! Bring it on!
It has disadvantage. It has disadvantage on these attacks because of heat metal.
Oh, nice. Disadvantage.
It can hit me. It's all cool. I don't mind.
So, I mean, it's only an 8 altogether to hit you.
That will not hit me.
No. It's your turn, though.
My turn. Cool. How much do I want to hit this thing? Like, how badly do I want to hit this thing? That is the question. I will go for... Do you know what? I'm going to turn up and go, I don't feel like the people of this town like you being here. So why don't you be somewhere else? And I'm going to lay a hand on it and go, bye-bye. And I need a charisma saving throw, please.
Yes.
Whoa.
Ooh. Charisma. That is a total of 11.
My DC is 15.
Yes.
As I say, bye-bye. I imagine it makes like a very comical sound where it just goes, like out, and I cast banishment on it.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So how exactly does banishment work for us?
So banishment, basically, a creature I can see within range, it must succeed a charisma saving throw or be banished. If the target is native to the plane of existence that you're currently on, you banish it to a harmless demiplane. Whilst there, the target is incapacitated. The target remains there until the spell ends, at which point the target reappears in the space that it left or the nearest occupied space. So basically, for 1 minute, it's just in a harmless demiplane.
Nice. Yeah.
And then it will reappear if it's not from here though. I think it stays there, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I think
basically, as long as I maintain concentration for a minute, it stays wherever, whatever plane it was from, it stays there.
And then I think if it originated in another plane, then it has to stay.
That's what I mean.
Banished back to its original plane.
Yeah.
And then it has to stay there if it doesn't come back.
If I last a minute and if it was from another plane, then it stays there. It stays in that plane. It doesn't come back.
Nice. So yeah, it. Boop, vanishes.
Everybody calm down. It's fine. It's gone. It's 3 points of damage and disappeared. It was easy.
Can Dwayne still use his power to continue heating the metal? Like, because he stuck it in the thing that disappeared.
It's not a concentration, is it? Heat metal?
It is concentration. Mm.
Oh.
But it just says there's no indication that I have to be on the same
plane.
Oh, I 100% will allow that then.
Oh, that's awesome.
I turn around and go, oh, phew, I thought I'd wasted your spell, mister. That would have been bad.
Yeah, just roll me a whole minute's worth of damage.
I'll roll you, I'll pull out my phone and on my app and roll you 27
d8. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my my God.
It's like floating in a harmless demiplane, slowly being burnt to a cinder. Beautiful.
In order to cast this, Dwayne like had taken one of the strings from his hurdy-gurdy and just run a fingernail over it, like making this like sound that like vibrated, and the frequency that it was vibrating at caused the metal to heat up. So here we go, 27d8.
That noise is making it hard to maintain concentration.
Keeping it up. Keep it up, guys.
Okay, so that's 119 points of fire damage.
This is a good combo. That's insane. Should remember this combo.
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't even plan this. Like, I wish I could say we planned this, but we didn't.
Tag team. Dwayne's chest bumps. Or I guess he pelvis bumps. He jumps up his chest. It's your pelvis.
Well, did you just hit me in the penis, sir? Why?
I was aiming for your chest. But
you missed by some distance.
With a minute's worth of panic, the crowd sort of evacuating the tavern completely. After a minute or so, there's a reverse pop noise. Mm. And this almost charcoal lump of plant just like arrives back on the floor.
Whoa. This is some premium charcoal right here. I'm gonna immediately scoop it up. But this'll be handy for camp, huh, Judge?
Yeah. Sure. What happened here? I thought Judge is gonna check out the window for when the flower entered in, and just check around. He's covering his mouth, like just checking around to see like if there's more.
Daryl, are you doing a flower check?
Hey.
Daryl, if you could give us a flower check, then,
can
please.
Dwayne assist?
Yeah.
So that's my charisma, right? Flower check.
In fact, Dwayne is gonna inspire him to help. He's gonna assist and give him advantage, and also give him.
I'll give him guidance as well.
Amazing.
Woo. So I get advantage and guidance.
Yes, so you got D4 as well.
Good, because that was low. And a
D4. D8, D4, and advantage.
18.
Yeah. So you check the vine that it was on the inside, obviously keeping yourself a safe distance. And that flower seems to have almost completely disintegrated as it burst into a spore. You check outside, though, and the piece of vegetation that it had grown from just doesn't have any other flowers on it at all. Even the blue flowers don't quite seem to be growing on this section. With an 18, I'll let you sort of do a quick sort of sweep of the area. And again, you can't spot any other red flowers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which is a safe sign.
Hey, I think the red flowers are gone. Was that thing alive? Obviously, that thing was alive. Some kind of parasite or something.
If Dwayne, oh my goodness, if Dwayne is helping, Enkidu, my goodness, if Dwayne is helping Judge do this, can he have seen this vine as well?
Yeah, I'll say with all three of you kind of like helping out and like with guidance and things.
Tharnak is just staring blankly at it like.
Okay, Dwayne is going to look at this vine. I would like to roll an insight check on this vine and see, because that thing we saw was a creature of some kind. Yeah. If it came from this vine, do I suspect that may have, this vine itself may be like a creature of some kind?
Make an insight check.
Okay, Dwayne's going to ask for help. Can help me just prod it and see, do some tests.
Yeah, of course. And
I take out my spear.
Yeah, Judge will like get his dagger and just like poke around.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. It's a 10.
Oh, guidance. Sorry. Can I do that, DM? I'm so sorry. That was really late. That was very late.
I assumed the help was coming. I assumed it was going to be.
I did roll with advantage. I rolled a 5 and a 7. Okay, here we go. It's 11.
Oh.
That's a good roll from the D4, though.
I like the idea that the three of you are like huddled up, like trying to. Like,
what does it mean?
What is this thing? But like.
I can't speak.
What is this?
Dwayne's going to throw caution to the wind. He's just going to do it. Dwayne is going to lock. Appendage with this plant, like staring intently at it, looking at it, and Dwayne is going to, I think, start humming like a high-pitched it's one of those things, like Dwayne has not done this in a very, very long time. In fact, I don't think it's not even a hum. Dwayne is going to kind of reach down by his leg where the barb of the net had poked through, and he's going to sort of without anybody seeing, turn his finger back into a claw and grow some scales back on his leg, and then gently, but nobody could see it, it's just underneath, he's going to run the claw over the scales, creating this really almost imperceptible high-pitched sound, and it's going, I'm going to use universal speech, similar to a dog whistle. As an action, I can choose 5 creatures within 60 feet of me, and they can magically understand me, regardless of the language I speak, for 1 hour.
Whoa.
Damn.
And I would like to try and speak to this plant as I run my finger over to kind of like, it creates like a weird frequency, and as I speak, I think it the sound waves like react and start to like phase in and out and oscillate, and I'm just like, what are you, and why are you here?
There is a small twitch from the vines, and there's vegetation as you start speaking, as if it understands you. And there is surprise in that. And then it just says,
please, help.
Help? Help you how?
Please. She hurt me.
Who hurt you?
The elf.
The elf? Where are you now?
Please.
If I hold on to you, can you lead me to where you are?
I am many places. But I will try.
Yes. Where is this elf that hurt you?
Near to the crack.
The crack? Where is the crack?
We were holding it, guys. We were holding it.
I really thought you were going to keep it.
Where is your crack?
I don't know how. Oh, no.
Where is your crack? And what will I find inside?
Judge's cheeks fill up and a little spittle like skips his lips. No, kidding.
Will I need to dig into the crack?
Is Judge and Tharnak only hearing what Dwayne is saying?
Yeah, we can't so see it. We can't hear anything, can we?
What the hell?
I will help. I will try to bring you.
Can I inspire the creature by saying yes and like sort of pet it gently to try and give it inspiration to help it as it tries to guide us to where it needs to be?
Absolutely, give it inspiration.
Yay. It has a D8 now. I'm going to turn to my companions and still with this weird oscillating voice say, this plant is a creature that was harmed by an elf woman of some kind.
That's...
It's going to... Yes?
No, okay. I was just going to say it's really vague, Renalyn, man. Like, we're everywhere. But okay, you're talking to the plant. You continue, please.
It resides in a crack, and it's going to try and guide us to its crack so that we can help it.
Okay.
I think all of our answers are inside the crack.
I have some concerns about helping someone find their crack. And something inside the...
Why? Okay. What's wrong with that, Judge?
Are you afraid the crack is dirty?
Yeah, that's one of my concerns, yeah. That we're going to just find somebody's crack and just, I don't know, find something inside. Of course there's something inside. Everybody has something inside their crack. But, you know, we're talking about a living creature with a big-ass crack. And I didn't mean to say ass in that sentence, but it's the only word that fit. But we're going to find this big-ass crack. We're going to find something in it. But that's not even why we're here. We're here to find Bartosz who ran outside. What is...
Judge, I don't think we're talking about someone's derriere. Like, what? Get your mind out of the swamp, Judge. Come on.
Tharnak, it's been a long day.
Yes, I know, but we can still act with some decorum around our new friends. Now let's go find Bartosz, and then let's go and explore the crack. And I leave.
Yes, and I can always ask for consent to enter the crack.
You know what? I would condemn you on your choice of words, but everything you said, Tharnak, made complete sense and is a mature decision to make, so I shall follow it for what. And Tharnak just starts weeping at his one ear.
Dwayne, meanwhile, is still like just making very small circles. It's very much like a dog whistle sound that like hardly anybody can hear that is causing his voice to do this weird thing so he can continue speaking to the plant creature.
How long does that spell last?
For an hour.
Oh, nice. As you sort of turn back to it, you do notice that the vine that the section you were speaking to has started sprouting little red flowers. And you just hear it say,
I will help guide you.
Yes.
And then they burst.
Fuck!
Can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
You get a plus three.
Okay. Okay, that's a 17. No, 18. Excuse me, 18.
Wonderful. I'm just going to use that bardic inspiration that you gave me.
Oh no.
That is a minus 5 to your roll.
Oh my gosh.
A 13.
So you have to be poisoned for it to talk.
13.
You are twisted, David.
Yes.
You are twisted.
Wow.
Just gotta take those little gifts.
And we spent like the last 5 minutes talking about cracks, so you take that gift. You know what I mean? that's fine. You take it, my dude.
So first up, your hit point maximum is reduced by 1d4.
Oh no.
He's a squishy boy.
It's 4.
Oh, it's down by 4.
Yeah.
You can, like, sort of, as you turn around and breathe in this sort of burst of spores, you can feel it, like, seeping into your nostrils, throat, like, into, as it sort of heads down into your chest, like, you can feel it trying to, like, get its way into every cell of your body.
No good, no good, no good.
Tharnak looks at Dwayne and takes out his hammer. Do I have to?
Judge is reaching for his blade, like, oh, damn, it's about to go down.
No. We're not there yet.
I'm going to turn back to the plant and say,
you are hurting me. How is this going to help?
We will be one.
I'd rather be two, if possible. we should have talked about this. You can't just go
Dwayne,
combining yourself.
Is this plant inside your crack? Have they crawled inside and combined without your consent? Now, isn't that a funny change of events?
It's in every nook and cranny.
Oh, gosh, the choice of words.
I guess we have to explore the crack. Dwayne?
As you feel it again getting further and further into your...
That was a latex glove.
That glove snapped. Yeah. Oh,
there's a lovely
gosh.
Mime from Jasper there of a glove.
The stretch and groan of the rubber, the latex.
Dwayne, as you feel it coursing its way through your body, can you make another constitution saving throw, please?
Don't fail this one.
With a plus three.
Okay, I have a plus three. Oh, boy.
Can I give guidance on a save? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Check if it...
It's an ability check.
I think it's ability check.
Okay, well, it's still a 15.
You feel it sort of lessen. Your body starts, your immune system starts actually fighting it back. So you do take 1 point of poison damage.
Okay, so I'm at 50. I dropped by, my max dropped by 4, and I lost another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you can feel that you're not getting weaker anymore, at least.
Okay. Baby David, I have a question.
Yeah.
Some shenanigans. If I were able to figure out what this creature was, might I be able to transform myself into it using polymorph, a spell which I have?
Not with polymorph.
Is it only, is it only beasts?
Only allows beasts.
Ah, that's a real shame.
Yeah. I mean, the wyvern with a growth thing was just too funny to...
Yeah. It's a shame.
It was a halfling growth, just in case you were wondering. Yeah.
That was my favorite bit of the episode.
But yeah, unfortunately, no. Even your knowledge of that spell, you'd know that you wouldn't be able to.
Blast!
I'd say, perhaps we should hurry. Take us to your leader. I'm just going to... Does anyone have a mask? I think Dwayne starts like tying something around his nose and mouth to try and like protect himself.
There is a lot of spells that I could have that would help right now, but I do not have any of them.
Oh, no.
Just to put that out there.
I can't help you at all.
Okay, let's get moving. Where are we where are we going, Mr. Fabulosa?
Yes, Plant, do you have a name?
No.
I think that was his name. Whatever it did.
Yeah, I mean, like, you didn't expect the plant to tell you its name was Daisy. Or, like...
I wasn't sure.
You know, Juna or something like that. It's a plant. Like, plants wouldn't have a human... Should we find Bartosz? That might be helpful.
Perhaps I thought maybe Flora? I don't know. Let's go. Let's find Bartosz and go.
Bartosz!
And again, we're like sort of you. I almost imagine this is sort of like round, like the alleyway behind the tavern. As you come out, the crowd is sort of gathered. They're spread out. They're all checking the local plants for any red flowers. Everyone seems to have calmed down a bit, but you do spot Bartosz in amongst the crowd, just trying to calm Wendell down a little bit. What does Bartosz look like, Jasper?
I can just decide.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Bartosz. Bartosz has a. I'll say like a short back and sides. With like a bit of a like almost like goes up into a little like a like Paul from Tekken, like a little bit of a high toppy, but like a white guy high top. And he's like a very chiseled jawline, just like a classically handsome dude. With a slightly douchey haircut. And then like I think like a nice robe, but like he clearly wears it a lot, so it's got a little bit like scuffled here and there. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with. I think that, yeah, that's what Bartosz looks like in my head. Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, he's sort of calming Wendell down as you approach. It's like, Judge, Tharnak.
Hey, Bartosz.
Hey.
I
didn't expect you back so soon.
Yeah, we kind of just found our way, like, having to come up this way. You know, things took a turn.
Yeah.
I am looking at Wendell as well. I'm really sorry about Aeneas was his name, I believe. I'm really sorry about that. If there was anything I could have done to prevent that, I would have.
Me too.
What happened? You guys seemed close to the action than the rest of us.
Yeah, this...
It was bad.
I don't know, man. Some crazy pollen or flower just entered his body, took him over. It killed him outright. And then the thing started... It was pretty gruesome, but, you know. Mm.
And then I crushed his skull.
Tharnak managed to stop the spread before it got to anyone else, but there was nothing we could do when the flowers entered his body.
Yes.
Is there any more of that kind of thing?
I looked to Dwayne and said, is that stuff still around?
The situation is somewhat under control. I'm going to turn to the plant and say, look... Please, whatever you do, don't try and make anyone else one with you for at least, what, a day? 24 hours. Please?
Can I roll like a persuasion check?
Guidance.
Bartosz is just like, is your friend okay? He's just chatting away to the bushes there.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Okay, so with guidance, that becomes 27.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, you just get sort of you get quite a floral scent waft off of the nearby flora, which for a moment panics you. But what you get from it is just like the softest voice of,
"We will not join with anyone else.
Thank you.
Please come."
Yes, we'll come to the crack as quickly as possible. We're just solving a thing right now. Going to turn back. Yes, completely under control. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Quick question. How do you feel about cracks?
Cracks?
Yeah, bless you, child. His mind, he's been a long road, and we've been attacked in a way here. It's been awful. Bless you, child, in the name of the Shrouded Lady, and I cast Bless on Dwayne. The performance, like, oh, may the Shrouded Lady guide and protect your... The filthy mouth that... Oh, no. Anyway, Bartosz, hey. I heard you got a tip for me about the relics, the commandments. I know this is probably not the time to bring this up, but this is why we're here.
I mean, this
here.
Really isn't the time to bring this up.
I know, but this is why we're here. And, like, whilst we're seeing everything that's going on, we will do everything we can to help, of course. But, yeah, I just thought it was... Take the opportunity to ask, in case solving this thing takes me away and I don't get to see you for a long time.
Well, you're not the first person to come asking. If
If that's any surprise to you.
That is a surprise, and I'm sharing a luck with Tharnak. Yeah, I didn't think anyone else would know about these things.
No, I only tell people that ask nicely.
And how many people are asking nicely?
People are polite these days.
Well, we had this whole, it's not too far, basically. We got a, there's a local ruin of sorts. It's kind of overgrown, about 2 hours, 3 hours from here.
Uh-huh.
We call it Moss Hollow.
Moss Hollow.
Yeah, it's just this whole little valley that it's just got some old things there that when I had your letter, I thought that that's probably the best point to point you towards. But
sure.
Yeah, you're not the first person. A whole group of these I don't know, scholars of some kind or other. They turned up and they were looking for a similar thing. So that's where I pointed them.
Scholars.
There's not a lot of like old ruins and stuff around here.
Were they like? Did you know where these scholars were from or anything about them?
I don't Feinhoth or something. I don't know. That's just like one of these, you know, the posh university types.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Were they an elf?
Yeah, there were a couple of elves in there.
Uh-huh.
I'll just turn to Dwayne and be like, could this be the elf? One of these?
Yes, were there any female elves who might have done something with plants? Or a crack?
I don't know what.
Sorry to keep harping on the crack thing. The reason I bring up the crack is because the plant mentions a crack. So I just...
He's speaking to... He has an ability to speak with plants. That's that gap there.
Yes.
Sorry.
What? I can speak to plants.
He's speaking to the plant.
Oh. That's...
I'm sorry. Weird? I don't want to bring that up because it sounded weird, but it kind of does
that,
explain.
I mean, that does sound
it
weird.
It does explain everything, though, quite cleanly.
Who is this guy, Judge?
Yes, I haven't even introduced myself. I sweep off my hat. Before Judge can say a word, I just step forward and say, Dwayne Fabulous, at your service. And I bow with my big afro once again.
Well, nice to see you, Mr. Fabulosa.
It was wonderful to be seen.
Yeah, we kind of picked him up on the road.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Shall we investigate the ruin, which will have plants and cracks?
Yeah. Basically, Bartosz, we're hoping that we can solve two birds with one stone.
Okay.
The plant problem and the helpful information you are so kind to give me, given the situation we're in. Thank you. So we're going to investigate the cave. Hopefully, we can resolve the plant issue there at the same time. Maybe these scholars did something and then the reaction is what happened to the town here.
You think that's what's happened?
Well, we don't know until we get there, but I'm willing to help out. So as a small thank you in the least way I can.
Oh, well, that's much appreciated. Do you want some guidance to get there? Not like your holy kind of guidance. I just mean someone to guide you.
I give him guidance.
I look at Thorne okay. And just sigh. Like, yeah, that would be appreciated. Yeah,
that's what he asked for. He wanted guidance.
Yeah,
holy guidance.
He did. Yep.
He got
said
it.
Those words. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, some pointing us in the right direction would help, Bartosz. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Rakoa! Ricky!
Yo, what's going on?
Yay!
Ben, if you want to describe what Rakoa looks like.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go, are they an elf or are they a human, David?
It's entirely up to you.
Okay.
I chucked him this line like a couple of minutes ago. Like, you want to be Rakoa now? Go.
You're Rakoa. Okay, he's going to be an elf. He's going to be an elf with, he's tall, he's blonde, kind of quite good looking, but in a slightly like tries hard a little way sort of thing. He's wearing flowing red robes that are clearly trying to look a little bit better than they actually are. He's jazzed them up a little bit, but they're clearly cheap. that's Rakoa.
Rakoa, Ricky. This is Judge Tharnak and
oh hey,
Mr. Dwayne Fabulosa. So
I smile and just a little ding.
Oh my goodness, now you're going to have to tell me the secret of that.
Just pure charm.
Aww. Oh, pure charm. And what toothpaste are you using?
Oh yes, I find particular trees, mash the bark and spread it across my teeth.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Yes, it's a secret.
Oh, do you mind if I make a note?
Yes, absolutely. I'll show you which tree's on the way.
Oh, fantastic.
Wait. Are you coming with us, Ricky?
Am I not needed here for a few minutes?
No, you're definitely not needed here.
Okay. It turns out that I'm free, so.
New friend! This is my day!
Oh, woo! Yeah. It's my day, too. I get to go out and see the outside world.
Ricky will know how to get to Moss Hollow, okay? He knows the way.
Oh, I know the route so well. I mean, I can go. There's several different ways that we can go. Depends whether you want to go the scenic route.
Yes.
Or do you want to go the regular route?
I mean, let's get there. The quickest way would be helpful because we do have a kind of a situation that does affect the town. So
yeah, but we don't want to miss stuff, Judge.
No, we don't want to miss stuff. But like, once we know things are safe, we can take our time and enjoy the scenery then, right?
Hmm.
Come on.
Okay, fine. I will defer to Judge.
Hmm. Yeah, let's get there as soon as we can, right? And then we can enjoy ourselves after. Must be no dangerous past.
Aside to Ricky, I'll cover my mouth and do a really non-quiet whisper and be like, take us the scenic route. I want to see the cool stuff.
Okay. I got you. Yes.
Judge's eye just follows you.
It's on me. I can feel it. I can feel the eye.
I'm saying nothing. Oh, and we got to look out for those toothpastries on the way.
Yes, absolutely. I'd be both eyes peeled.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What? Don't do that. That'll hurt so much.
Shall we get going, guys?
Yes. You're a treasure, Tharnak. A real treasure.
Thanks.
I'm going to die today.
Please don't. Please don't, Judge. Please don't.
DM, is there a chance for us to, like, take a short rest? Either before or on the way, just... throwing it
yeah,
out
yeah, it's up to you whether or not you want to rest in the town or if you want to move on and find a spot elsewhere.
Should we go elsewhere, just on the way?
Yeah.
Scenic route.
you need a little travel stop on the way?
Yes, just a little rest stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's loads of places on the way. Hang on. Let me see. There's a nice little hollow over there in the ground. I mean... It's scenic.
I like that. I like the sound of that. How do we feel?
Sure.
Just a quick hour, 15 minutes. I don't know exactly how long it would require for a rest to count as short.
Oh, well, I find short rests just happen all sorts of times in the day.
Okay, 1 hour. Let's make a decision. 1 hour. 1 hour.
Okay.
Catch our breath. Take a seat.
1 hour and 10 minutes. Got it.
Yes.
My temples.
I could play us a song of rest.
Ooh, yes.
The lot of you sort of, yeah, having headed out of town, it's not long before Ricky leads you to this little hollow. Valerie.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
As the others are leaving one end of Paladosa, you and your crew come marching into the other. I mean, it's getting late by this point. It's, what, nearly midnight. But you march in. There seems to be a lot of people out in the streets. Lots of little candles and lanterns and things being passed around, so you can see loads of stuff. But this town, it looks like an absolute mess. It's covered in, like... It's like no one's done any weeding.
It must be the dragon!
Do you think the dragon is here?
Well, what does this look like to you?
It just looks like plants.
I think it is the dragon.
Okay, if you think it's a dragon. We're with you, boss.
Oh my gosh.
The logical part of my head doesn't want to say this, but can I make a perception check for traces of dragon?
You absolutely can, yeah.
Nat 20, there's a dragon there now.
There's a dragon here.
9.
Ooh.
A 9. No, there's no dragon.
I was so confident as well. 9.
9. No. And like, as you look, there's just a lot of plants. There's a lot of people moving around the plants. It's people and plants, and there's no dragons.
She grabs a rando person by the scruff of their neck and says, you're that. What happened?
Well, there's this, these plants have been growing, and then there was, we were in having a party, and there was this lovely chap playing a hurdy-gurdy, and and then one the tavern keeper, he went and died, and now we're all kind of scared to go inside in case we get killed too.
He died?
Yeah.
How did he die? Was it a dragon?
No, there's no dragon. It's just this plant like, bursting his faces, I think is what people are saying, so we're scared that the plant's gonna eat us.
You sure it wasn't a dragon?
Definitely not dragging as far as I know. Can you let go of me, please?
I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry, you caught me at the tail end of a rage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, sorry about that. Can I go now?
Yeah, go.
Slides back into the crowd.
She sort of has a look at her crew and is like, what am I gonna do now? What is she gonna do now? I want her to go after the people, but that's me, Vicky. How can I justify that?
Tharnak makes a sound that sounds eerily like a real dragon for no reason.
Yeah.
Can one of Dwayne's scales have fallen off? As he was like, as he was scratching.
Can I make a check?
Even if it has, she only had a 9 on her check.
It was a shit check anyway.
Even if there was.
Right by her foot, she just can't see it.
She's literally, the camera pans down, hands
so
up.
So close. Nobody... Oh, if only that lovely bar tavern owner was here. He knows everything.
One of the crew members is like, it's
shut up.
No. No, she's got to do this
by
herself.
He looks so different with a crushed in skull.
Do we want, I don't know, if we're in town, there's a tavern, we get a little drink.
Now go buy yourself a drink.
We're gonna go buy ourselves a drink.
Go buy yourself a drink and bring me one back. Bring me two.
Okay, 2 drinks. Apparently the tavern keeper is dead.
Yeah, can I do a perception check for like disturbance? Like,
yeah, like
just general do a disturbance. Like
an insight check across the crowd type of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, all my checks are so rubbish. 8.
Oh, no.
Oh, 8. No.
The pub is on fire.
Valerie is oblivious. No, you sort of, you're looking around. You're almost like spinning in place. And then you're standing still for a long time. And then you're spinning in place. People have started going home. And you're still just kind of stood in the street by yourself.
Can she just look in the sky and do a like perception check just on the general sky?
On the sky
She's
and
desperate
the stars.
Now.
Yeah.
She's just like... needs to just leave them. 10.
10.
What's this bumbling? Like,
as you're sort of looking up at the sky, like, again, and like the others have brought drinks out to you and gone and sat back in the tavern, back in the pub, and you've had your drinks, so you're still just kind of stood
I love the idea though. Whole adventure carries on, and we just keep cutting back to Valerie. Just sat in this town.
Being rubbish.
Furious
and you
woman.
Roll above a 10.
Oh my gosh.
I think they come out of the tavern with beers, and she goes, oh, what was that? Yes, this way. And how many pubs out of town are there?
There's a couple. It kind of like branches out into like the swampland beyond. But as you're like trying to guide your crew, as you're like moving toward the edge of town, you just see a solitary figure stood.
Is it a dragon?
It's not a dragon.
I love how Valerie just asked the DM, is that a dragon? And the DM's voice is like, no.
No. No, Val. No, it's a halfling stood there with blonde hair, blue eyes, very dark skin, beautiful skin. Walks almost slowly towards you. And he says, you're looking for a dragon.
Yes. That sounded a bit Dwayne. It's like, yes!
I can help you find a dragon.
Oh, no.
This is who I think it is, isn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is no good at all.
Do you know what? I was like, I'm desperately trying to join the story and I don't know how this is going to happen.
Oh.
Yes! Yes!
Wonderful. Follow me.
I just follow you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And he turns again very slowly. Just starts walking into the wilderness.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you can walk a bit faster if you'd like.
No, I can't.
Do you want to piggyback?
Yes, actually, I wouldn't mind.
She puts him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, piggybacks him and sort of strides. Like, just tell me when to turn.
Will do.
Come on! Drop the beers and come. She says to the rest of the show.
and your little troop starts heading into the wilderness with Art's finger over your shoulder. Pointing the way.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. If you're enjoying the wonderful guest performances from Jasper William Cartwright and Jeremy Cobb, then make sure you're subscribed and listening to them on their podcast, Three Black Halflings, the fourth and final episode of their most recent actual play, City of the Black Rose, has just been released, so go and check it out. As I said last episode, you may have found us because you love to listen to Three Black Halflings. So, to get more Jeremy Cobbness via No Small Roles, you can listen to his first appearance on our show in episodes 28 and 29 of our main campaign. You can also hear him on No Small Questions, episode 6, and we are honoured to call him a superfan. He appears on the most recent superfan chats covering episodes 48 to 53, talking fan theories, gameplay, and despairing at the antics of the Fate Marked Five. So, if you're new to listening to No Small Roles and you're tempted to give the whole story a listen, you may want to hold off listening to that episode of Superfan Chats till you're all caught up. When it comes to listening to No Small Roles, we suggest you start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. Stick with us for the first 8 episodes and see if we manage to capture your hearts and imaginations by then. Or if miniseries are more your thing, then check out our Candlekeep 4-parter with Daryl Bailey in the DM seat. For those of you who live in the UK and want to see the No Small Roles cast live on stage, then you can see Ben Galpin in Dragons and Mythical Beasts, myself in Moulin Rouge at the Vaults in Waterloo, and Vicky Gaskin in Alice in Aerialand, which opens this week. Alice in Aerialand is a beautifully bonkers aerial show with music from David Knight and costume elements by yours truly. The show will be touring to open-air community venues and care centres in the UK during June and July. You'll find ticket links for all of these productions in the show notes. You'll also find a link to our Patreon, a link to our wonderful Discord chat, and there's even a cheeky little link to iTunes if you're feeling so inclined to leave us a lovely review, as that just makes us feel really special. Anyway, that's all from me for now. Let's get you back to the adventure.
So, I'm back in your little short rest in your hollow.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Dwayne is just finishing up the end of his song of rest to try and soothe everyone in case anyone had lost HP. Mm-hmm. You gain an extra D6.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Amazing.
Hey, that's a weird instrument.
yes, a hurdy-gurdy. It's depending on, I've heard various reports about the origin of the name, but supposedly it means shake your bottom.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes. And it really, look, when I get going, the bottoms just start shaking.
Oh, just all of their own volition.
Yes, of their own accord.
Am I allowed to insight check Jeremy to see if that is in fact what a hurdy-gurdy is called?
That is actually one of the alleged meanings of the name hurdy-gurdy.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw it in a video a year or two ago that like gurdy is a medieval word for bottom and hurdy, I think, means to turn or something. So it's like shake your behind, allegedly.
Oh, I'm sorry that I interrupted and not sorry that I asked.
Yeah, no.
You learn new things listening to this.
Facts. Hmm.
So, do you all come here very often?
Yeah, we pass through here. A few times.
Not you, Judge. We are together. We do everything together.
Oh, you're an item.
No, we're not. We're a team, man. We're a team.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Tharnak looks away with a little bit of tears, little tear in his eye.
Do I see
that? That was a dream he didn't know he wanted, and now it's all he can think about.
Aww. You know, though, Dwayne, I think, looking at this is good. You know that I could see it. You do make a spiffing couple, just looking at you.
Oh, yeah. I just assume they were.
Yes. You have a wonderful dynamic.
I just puppy dog eyes at Judge.
Judge just turns away.
Judge.
It's a beautiful night.
Do you have difficulty opening up, Judge?
It's a beautiful night. Look at those stars.
Let's talk about your feelings, Judge.
Is that a shooting star?
Oh, yeah, let's absolutely.
Judge, do you have anyone in your life?
Huh?
What? Any romance?
Ooh. Oh, he's got a funny accent, hasn't he?
It is.
Yeah,
very
it's weird. It's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, have you ever had someone?
Maybe.
Yes. Well, you know,
he's like mysterious.
Yes, perhaps it's better if I share. You sure. know, I had someone once. We were very, very close. Well, not once. One of the times that I had someone.
Oh my perhaps goodness gracious!
The original, perhaps the.
There's a pause, and once again, for effect, Dwayne has prestidigitated some wind.
Whoa. Oh, he farts sideways. Watch out.
The most important someone.
Thanks.
Yes, stand on this side.
Yeah, stand on that side, yeah.
Ricky moves around.
Judge is casting dancing lights, and you got some RGB around you. Swirling around.
RGB. I'll formaturgy some ground, the ground to shake underneath us as well.
Well, ooh. If I can't beat him, gotta join him, gotta like lead into this kind of thing. Okay, here's the show.
Perhaps the most important someone I've ever known. Well, certainly one of. We had a wonderful relationship, the two of us. Very loving. Very... I cared deeply for him, and...
What happened?
Well, you remember earlier when I was talking about having run afoul of elves in the past?
No, not at all.
Not you, sorry. I was with the other two. Sorry. Yes, sorry. Ricky, let me catch you up. I said something about having run afoul of elves in the past. You see, Judge was saying that he doesn't like the way that the elves behave sometimes, culturally.
No offense taken, I'm sure.
Yes, well, I mean, Judge is himself an elf, so it was sort of like... Oh,
of
I don't like
I can see that.
Yes. Put your hair back, Judge, so you can see your ears.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the hat was slightly hiding it there as well.
Yeah, sure.
So I was saying that I had run afoul of elves, and we were pilgrims, you see, traveling south. Originally, when we first got together, Art's family did not consider me to be... worthy of him, so...
Assholes.
Yes, quite. Buried in the deepest crack. And we decided to... The two of us decided to...
Episode title, From the Deepest Cracks.
It's also the name of the episode.
It has to be now. The Deepest
David,
Cracks.
I think you have to start punishing him, otherwise he will mention cracks in every opportunity.
This is a man who has experienced this for too many podcasts.
Jasper has PTSD at this point.
Gonna leave the stick.
Yes, so the two of us decided that perhaps... it would be best if we simply left all that behind and journeyed south as pilgrims. But along our way, tragedy struck. We were set upon by a band of elf raiders, and we fled. But, suffice it to say, though I escaped, Art did not.
Oh, man.
No.
And, it's though he's never left me ever since then.
Well, I think if I keep going and get, like, strong enough, there is a point where I can bring him back.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it happened quite a long time ago.
Yeah, that's okay. We can find a way. We can. Yeah.
Where?
I mean, would he be like rotten or like, or come back like new? I mean, it was a little while ago. I don't want to be.
Can you put a price on more time with your loved ones? No. It doesn't matter if they're rotting a little bit. You can get used to it. Few more holes, few more cracks.
Look, the point is, as much as I loved art, as much as I still love art very dearly, I have tried to move on with my life. Mm-hmm. I actually just recently reconnected with a former flame and I suppose possibly still current.
Huh?
I got the vibe, you see.
Is that me?
Oh, no, we've never met.
No, but, you know, we have like an instant connection, and I don't know how these things work, per se.
Oh, no, that's just me. I have chemistry with everyone.
Oh, yes. Way to make a guy feel special. Cool.
No, yeah, no.
Sorry.
Feel your pain.
Judge
there.
Lays a reassuring hand on Tharnak's shoulder and like, hey, it's okay, man.
I knew they were an item. Look, I knew.
I snuggle into Judge.
The Judge can't get his hand away because it's trapped underneath his neck. Like, damn it.
I got a good strength score. I'm just like holding him.
Goes, so adorable. Looks at him, Ricky.
I know. Yeah. Look at them.
Just perfect. Couple.
Somebody take a picture.
I've saved it in my mind.
can prestidigitation can like create a mark. Can I like put a mark on like a piece of bark of the two of them together and just hand that to
Tharnak? Yeah, absolutely.
Your first couple's portrait.
Great. Woo-hoo! My ex-wife would love this.
Oh, hang on, that's not the toothpaste, is it? I mean, should I be taking some of that bark?
You know what? I snap off a little piece at the bottom of it.
I immediately draw my Warhammer. Don't you fucking touch it.
You're right.
I stick it back.
This is my memory.
I find some more bark.
Try this, my good man. It'll whiten your teeth right up. Yes, it's been a painful life at times. I've never quite been able to leave art behind fully, try as I might. And
you make it sound like he's coming for you or something. Well, that was a good joke.
Yeah.
That's all a good joke.
That was a good joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can Dwayne just do a quick perception check?
Insight
around?
Check. Insight check.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne, do a perception check. Judge, insight. Yeah.
That's a dirty 20 for Dwayne to look around real quick.
That is... It's not high. It's 7 plus 5.
Dwayne's passive deception is 21, so...
I wrote a 12. It doesn't matter.
You have a quick look around. No, there's no... There is some movement nearby, but you assume it's just wildlife.
Yes. Perhaps we better get moving. What do you say?
Yep.
Feeling rested?
Oh, yep, that's an hour and 10.
Yep, sure.
Yes. Good.
Where's the plant? Can I look around for the plant real quick?
Yeah. There are a couple of blue flowers nearby.
Oh, here we are. Let's continue.
It's just this way.
As you sort of push on through the wilderness, through the marshland, Ricky, a lot of the roots that you know just... are completely overgrown. Like, it's almost thicker out here than it was back at town. So whatever this is, it's clearly quite widespread, but it's also making it trickier for you to recognize things. And, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning by this point.
Ooh, wait a minute. It's the next day?
Yeah.
I think that may be... Wait, let me make sure. Let me just make sure. Edit this out if it's not actually here. Okay, it's till the next dawn. Does this count as dawn?
No, it's not dawn yet. No.
Okay, well.
You can wake up at the crack of dawn.
Oh!
Hey! Oh, try to avoid it.
Vicky, we really need to crack on with the story.
This has gotten too deep.
Stop cracking the whip.
Yeah,
then.
As you're wading your way through, like having to like almost cut through some of these through this vegetation.
Oh yeah, I'm sure this wasn't like this last time I came through. Okay.
Some of that movement, Dwayne, that you've been keeping an eye on. Because, you know, you think maybe it is art close by. You do have to stop for a moment because you catch a glimpse of quite a large crocodile moving through the swamp water.
Damn it.
Charlie!
Which, you know, that alone would worry you. But it does seem to have quite a lot of sort of vine protrusions and like sort of barky, like spike sticking out of its tail, out of its back. Its eyes are almost completely filled with leaves. It's still moving around.
Can I speak to the plant and say, excuse me, there seems to be a large crocodilian following us. Is that one of yours? Have you become one, as it were?
I believe that only lasted an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's a shame.
And Tharnak specifically requested an hour and 10.
Specifically, yeah.
So, you know, you run up to the nearest blue flower you can see. And, you know, and you start chatting to it and you hope it is understanding you, but obviously you can't understand any response.
Is it with a 17 passive perception? Will I have seen it?
Seen the crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I think 15. Like...
Cool.
Yeah, with,
yeah. I'll be like...
Everyone is aware of it.
I recognize that. That's an Alex Garland crocodile. That's a deep annihilation cut, if anyone who's watched that.
Wow, yeah.
Do you know what, Jasper? I was there with you.
Thank you. Yes.
I was there
with you.
I've been in annihilation ever since he said the vine was coming out of the mouth.
That's where I was too. And then as soon as he said crocodile, I was like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dwayne starts playing the score from Annihilation.
Wait, don't draw their attention to... Oh, damn
I'm
it.
Sorry. Sorry, I got
it's
carried
Charlie.
Away.
It's Charlie.
Drawing the sword from his back, like,
here it goes.
You were really good on that hurdy-gurdy.
What are you all doing? Are you going to hold where you are?
Should we move on quicker or stand our ground?
Okay, let's just move slowly, not to alert it. If we make any sudden movements, we might agitate it, maybe. I'm not an expert. Why don't we just, like, you know, just walk, circle around. Just walk around. See if we can just get past.
Yes.
Okay.
I might be able to get it to run away from us if it tries to attack. Perhaps.
I could try speaking to it.
Yeah, I might. I may be able to do something similar, maybe.
Who are you guys?
People of a certain magical persuasion.
We're very cool.
Right.
I am a cleric.
Wow. Yes,
I'm a researcher.
I'm an assistant.
I would like to prepare an action where if this thing tries to take a run at us, I'd like to cast Dissonant Whispers at it.
Ooh, nice.
Can I do a quick check to see if this is undead?
Yeah,
because I am a cleric.
Absolutely. And we have a paladin
as
well.
What check would that be?
Make it an Arcana check.
Good.
Wait, paladins have divine sense, though.
Yeah, we do. Oh, wait, I haven't spent it. Yeah. Yeah, can I... Well, let Jasper go first.
Well, I got a 14 for a 13, so you can go ahead.
divine sense. Is that a spell or a feature?
It's a feature.
Feature.
Features and traits.
It's like as an action, you can sense the location of any... fiend, undead, celestial undead, I think.
Mm.
Within 60 feet of you, something like that.
There we go. Yeah. Boom. I will burn it. Divine sense. Boom. One.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yes, there is a definite undead presence coming off of this thing. It doesn't seem wholly undead.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a core of...
But if something affected undead, it would affect this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. For mechanical purposes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
cool.
It is an undead creature.
Sweet.
Yeah. But yeah, there's definitely something else mixed in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you were all sort of like slowly moving around, can you please make some stealth checks?
Yep.
This was the bit I was worried about.
Oh, don't worry, guys. I'll have this one.
This is going to be bad.
Oh, not bad.
Yep.
Dwayne would like to inspire Tharnak.
So that's like add a D8, right?
Yeah, you get to add a D8.
I don't think that's going to help my dude, I'll be really honest.
Oh, no.
Well, good, you get to keep
do
it.
Do I have any auras that help? I don't think I do.
Rolling with disadvantage minus one is not usually conducive for a high roll.
Dwayne inspires you by putting a hand on your I guess knee and saying, "That really was a beautiful portrait of the two of you."
You mean it? I just shout really loudly.
No, shut up.
Yeah, that was a
Dwayne got a 22.
That was a 7, even with rolling a 6 on my inspiration.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
I got a 2 minus 1. At least I didn't get a 0. I mean, that could have been worse.
That's
true.
I could have theoretically got a 0.
Oh my gosh.
What, Judge, what did you get?
17.
17, and Rikoa?
With the blessing you've just bestowed on me, DM, 16.
16. Nice. In which case,
leave me behind.
Tharnax, shout. The giant crocodile just stopped moving. And it turns its face slowly toward you all. And then out of the water, whole mesh of vines leap up around Tharnax and just pull him straight up.
No! I can breathe underwater.
Can everybody roll initiative, please?
We'll never get to know what he was going to say.
No.
Oh, yeah, that feels... Would you like to give me an initiative bonus, too?
David. Oh, it'll be the same.
It'll be the same? Cool, thank you.
Minus one, yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm going to die in the swamp. It's fine.
Oh, no. Not if I have anything to do with it.
Save me.
It's 18 for Dwayne, if that helps.
18 for Dwayne. Nice.
Oh, no.
Judge, what'd you get?
9.
Nice. Tharnax?
That is a roll to 5 for a 4.
God.
Oh, nice. Okay.
This is what happens when you roll stats like trash, everyone.
Wow.
Rikoa?
Well, I rolled a 4 for a 3.
Oh, hey!
What is happening?
I high five you on my way down.
Being slow!
His hand just shot out of the water.
Amazing. Okay.
I still don't know what he was going
to
say.
Not to save myself, but to get a high five. That's how my hand shot out of the water.
And Ricky's like, oh, I should have grabbed hold of it.
Yeah, you just high five and leave me to go down.
Just push you down.
So
opposite
Tharnax.
Of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Tharnax, whilst you, yes, you can breathe underwater, all that you can feel is that you are being pulled in a direction.
Cool.
You don't know where you're going.
Whee!
You're not necessarily being hurt in any way, but you are gone.
I think Tharnax, having religiously watched Harry Potter, knows that he has to relax when in vines, and so just chills, lets it happen.
Amazing. Dwayne, what are you doing? You do see a brief ripple, like through the leaves and the through the water, as Tharnax is like pulled off into the mud, further deeper into the.
You can hear a
Okay, Dwayne's gonna take a punter on this and see. He's gonna whip out the hurdy-gurdy and start playing a very simple but repetitive melody. Mm. And it's like one of those things that the longer you hear it, the more it just starts to lull you. And like as he plays the notes, it's like the vibrations of the strings start to appear in the air around him. You see like these bright blue and tan vibrations that surround him in the air, forming this beautiful pattern. And I'm going to cast Hypnotic Pattern.
Oh, love it.
On the creature. And before that, just before I do that, I'm going to use one of my features, but I just realized I'm going to use Unsettling Words. And I'm going to look at this vine creature, and say, I know that someone hurt you. You have to keep stopping us from trying to help. We just want to help. Let my friend go, or you'll never get the help you need. And I get to expend one of my bardic inspirations, and you roll it, and the creature has to subtract its the number rolled from the next saving throw it makes before the start of my next turn, which means it is going to subtract 3 from its, is this a wisdom save or a con save? Let me check. This is a wisdom save, DC 16, minus 3 from whatever it gets.
Oh, amazing. That comes out at an 18.
Whoa. Oh, brutal.
Oy.
Brutal.
Oy.
It's very close. But yeah, unfortunately, like as you're sort of...
It's a shame.
Yeah, basically like talking and like trying to hypnotize all of these plants that are around you, and you are surrounded by vegetation, so you're like, some of this has got to be getting through. You do see it kind of like sway slightly in time with the music and the hypnotic pattern, but you just don't think it's worked.
Hmm.
I think, is there any way to like run and try and climb out of the water so I'm not like.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's scrabble a little bit, like try and find dry land.
I'll use my full movement to get as high as I can so that nothing, so I'm away from any visible vines.
Ooh, yeah. Sorry, I had an idea. I got excited, sorry.
Amazing. It is then the spore-spawn crocodile's turn. And it is going to launch itself through the water toward the group of you. Judge is going to launch for you.
Okay.
And first up, it is going to make a bite attack. It's going to make a bite attack for 15 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, very nice. And then it is going to, as its second attack, as it sort of like its bite comes out, you realize that... again, even its mouth is full of vegetation and flora, and as its mouth snaps shut, a whole puff of like spores and gas fill your space.
Oh, man.
Can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
Would this count as a disease if it hurt me?
Not this one.
Okay. Constitution save. Aura of protection extends to myself, right? Because it's friendly creatures within 10 feet of
me. Yeah.
Not bad. Oh, wow. 25.
Oh, yeah. You barely even have to, like, keep your mouth closed. Like, you see these spores, turn your head slightly, and, like, the cloud of gas sort of, like, wafts away in the breeze. Mm-hmm. You're perfectly fine. It is then your turn, Judge.
Can I tell that the crocodile has pulled... Where is Tharnak?
You don't know.
Oh, no.
I'll be okay.
Wee. He's still high-fiving, so I think it's okay.
Every time I get pulled around by you guys, the hand comes out for a high-five.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to bonus action cast Ensnaring Strike.
Against the crocodile.
Against the crocodile. So next time I hit it with a weapon attack, you know, thorny vines appear at the point of impact. Target must make a strength saving throw. So I will hit it with my great sword.
Please do. Oh,
he's carrying a sword. Okay.
A strength save.
That's a 9 plus 9. It's just an 18 to hit.
18 hits.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
So that is...
You can smite.
Oh, I can smite as well. Okay, so that's a 5 plus 6 is 11. Is that a bonus action, or if I add a divine smite?
No.
Whenever you hit, my dude.
Whoa.
Also, if it's undead, you get to do an additional d8 on top of the normal 2.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's 5 plus 6. That's the weapon. So that's 11 points from the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And a smite is...
If it's level 1, it's 2d8.
Level 1?
If it's a first level divine smite, because you expend a spell slot.
Oh, yeah.
But then it becomes 3d8 because it's an undead.
Okay, just want to mark it off.
Assuming David accepts that.
100%. Like, it's like sitting here with the experts, so I'm like, track on, guys.
Cool, divine smite. I'll mark off a spell slot.
Yes!
Whoa! I think I might just kill the crocodile in one turn, dude.
Yeah, because you can smite
Please
more than
do.
Once a turn if you want to.
I can smite, because I've got two attacks as well.
Yeah.
So that's 3d8. So that's 11 for the sword damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 4 plus 8 is 12. Plus 7 is 19.
Bro, you just dropped 30 points of damage in a single swing.
One hit.
And is it still up?
It's still up.
So I'll attack again.
Please do.
Well, what is that? Well, that's a natural 1.
Ooh.
Even with my attack, it's a plus 9, so it will be a 10. So do I miss that?
Yeah, you miss, unfortunately, with a 10.
That's fine. That's fine. I did a lot of damage.
You did 30 points of damage in one hit. So.
You did good.
Yeah.
You did great.
Are you staying near the creature or are you moving away?
I'm going to stay near the creature because I'm concerned, because I'm looking for Tharnak. I'm concerned.
Amazing. Tharnak, it's your
it's
turn.
My turn.
What are you doing down there in the water?
Can I interject real quick? Did you not do Ensnaring Strike on your previous one?
Oh,
what does
gosh,
that do?
I did.
Oh, it needs to make a save.
On your first, yeah.
Jeremy, I did. You know everything.
Thank you so much. I said that. It was the first thing I said.
The strength save. I just rolled a natural 20, so that's a 25.
Well. I guess never mind.
It's then. It's a good use of a natural 20, though. At least it's not on like an attack to kill one of us. You know what I mean?
Plus, also, like, you're trying to vine a plant-based vine monster, so...
Plant-based.
It's just like, I know these vines. They're my friends. Tharnak.
Can I see who is in the water? Like, can I see... Oh, actually, in fact, can I see through the water? Like, at all?
It is quite murky water, so there's not a lot of vision. You can see sort of probably about 5-10 feet around you.
Can I see, like, out of the water at all? Like, the sky?
Upwards. Yeah. Again, it is nighttime, so limited visibility.
I don't know how...
You can see that you're not too far from the surface, actually. You've been pulled, like, sideways rather than down.
I don't know how wild to be here. I think I don't want to hurt everyone. I feel like I'd hurt a lot of people if I do this. So, like, but I think I would then be fine.
Of course.
Actually, wait.
Dwayne's probably clear.
Yeah. Dwayne's fine. Dwayne's fine.
I'm not.
You're still in the water. You are.
Are you gonna thunder wave and like?
Are you about to like lightning bolt or something?
Well, I was thinking call lightning.
Dang.
Yeah, but that like hurts everyone within a 5-foot radius of the thing, and they're stood in. I don't want to like risk them being. I mean, I'm in the water actually. Now I think about it, that could be a really bad idea.
You have resistance to spells if you're within 10 feet of me. Was it 15 feet?
Tharnak is not that close to you.
You gonna kill yourself and fry my ass too.
In which case, I'm going to. Can I see the crocodile? Actually,
no, not from where you are.
Man, so I'm just caught up in these vines. That's basically my situation. I'm just caught up in these
vines. Been just pulled away almost from that fight.
Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna. Can these vines roll a Constitution saving throw?
Yeah.
Good. Then roll one, vines.
About to turn that undead.
An 18 altogether.
Come on. It's still half damage.
Sorry.
It's still
rolled a 17.
It's 3d8 of thunder damage as I cast Thunder Wave.
Very nice.
However, part of my divine ability, whenever I do thunder or lightning damage, I can, and they take it, I can push a creature up to 10 feet away. That's a part of my cleric ability. I'll read the... Thunderbolt Strike. Whenever you deal lightning or thunder damage to a large or smaller creature, you can push it 10 feet away from you.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Does that mention how it works with a grapple?
It doesn't.
Let me roll. Okay. I'll allow it.
Yes! Yay! Thank you! Yay! Thank you for letting me get away with shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
Okay, cool. The Thunder Wave also does a similar thing where it pushes things away from me. So, cool. Yes!
Nice.
So the vines take 9 points of thunder damage. No, halved 4 points.
4 points.
Of thunder damage. And there is a thunderous audible boom up to 300, that can hurt up to be 300 feet away.
Okay, I think it's going to rain.
I like the idea that they're like, over on the other side of this swampy bit that you're all like tromping through, that it's just sort of exploded out of the water and like vines have slapped up against the nearby trees. Like there's been a little spray and like Tharnak's just kind of like helping himself up. Like,
what did I miss? And then I will bonus action. What bonus action I have? Oh, I think I can turn undead as a bonus action.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I can't. That's a complete lie.
Is it an action?
Yeah.
About to say, that's really powerful. Yeah.
That would be crazy. Nope,
next
that isn't
round.
True. Yeah, next round. Okay, cool. I'm going to get out of the water, though, if I can. I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, sort of like, stand yourself up. Yeah. Ricky, what are you doing?
Okay, so can I see this crocodile thing?
You can. It's probably about 10 feet from you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to run up to it, and I'm going to be like... No. I'm going to pull out the only thing Ricky can find to use as a weapon, which is a textbook he's got in his bag with him. So he pulls out his textbook, holds it up, and he's like, right, okay,
whack, and he's just gonna whack it down on top of the crocodile if he can.
Please make your attack roll.
Go get him, Ricky.
Whoops, I rolled it off the table.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine.
Oh, that's a 10.
That's a 10. That doesn't do anything. There is like some of the more like fungally mushrooms that have been growing on it, kind of flattened a little bit, but nothing.
Oh. And you've really let me down. And he's just gonna stand there and just prepare to hit it again.
What did you just say, Ben? Say, Krolovin, you've really let me down.
Yeah, that's nice. Really what he said. Yeah.
Oh.
It is Valerie. Valerie, as you are sort of walking through, charging after this dragon,
striding through.
With Art sort of hanging off of you, you hear a small commotion in a nearby thicket.
That sounded a bit like thunder.
Or someone else thinks it's going to rain.
Thunder dragon.
Yeah.
And Art just says, he's not too far away.
This is awful.
Well, let's go and get him.
Wonderful. Can you roll initiative for me?
Oh, snap.
Ooh, my first good roll of the entire
thing. Nice.
So, both times I've rolled initiative, I have advantage on initiative. Both times I've rolled the same number.
Whoa.
How weird is that? 17.
I was going to say, and what is that number? A 17.
Left. It is a secret.
You have to guess.
Amazing. It is the vines. Tharnak, can you make 3... dexterity
Yo,
saving throws, please.
Now, listen here. Can I ask a question?
You can.
Are they entering my...
Crack.
No, they're not that invasive. They're just, as you sort of stood up and been
so
like, yeah,
I have
it.
Polar Master as one of my abilities. So basically, ooh, if a creature enters my space, my 5-foot range, mm-hmm, I can make an attack of opportunity as a reaction with my spear.
Oh. 100%. Nice. We'll let you do that before you make any saving throws. Yes.
Let's do this.
Dwayne's just like, what in the evil dead is going on here?
Oh, that's a 21, baby.
Yeah. 21. To hit definitely hits. Roll your damage.
Woohoo! That is 7 plus 2, that is a 9 points of damage. Yeah!
Nice!
And now I will make these.
Please. So as you're sort of like stood there, you look back at the vines that you slapped away, and those ones sort of almost like coil out of the water and launch at you. You're like, nah, get out of here, you. But you don't notice that all of the vines underneath the water just suddenly like writhe up, start like grabbling around your legs, like trying to get up to your arms, trying to get that pole out of your hand.
Okay, here we go. 1, failed it. 2, definitely failed it. 3, hella failed it. Woohoo!
Oh,
I rolled a 3 minus 1. I rolled a 10 minus 1. And I rolled a 7 minus 1.
Oh my gosh.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm gonna die.
Oh no.
Am I near enough to high five Tharnak?
Yeah. I'll drop a quick high five on anyone. I'll high five the vine I just stabbed with my spear in a completely futile act of strength.
Yeah. In a moment of celebration, Tharnak looks incredibly happy to the whole crowd.
Can I do one thing? Can I scream, mm-hmm, get out of the water? To all of my friends.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sick. That is what I will do. I will scream, get out of the water, and then I will... Whee!
Yep.
Oh, no.
And he's gone. He is under. He is pulled away.
No.
Dwayne, what are you doing?
Okay. I'm going to... It was a good strategy the first time. I think I got unlucky.
It wasn't me. It was the dice.
It's... Yeah. I am going to try it one more time. Going to bonus action say, this is your last chance. Let us go. Help us help you. Do not do this thing. And I'm going to once again expend a bardic inspiration to do unsettling words, which means that it has to subtract 3... from whatever it rolls, and one more time, same exact melody,
I'm gonna cast Hypnotic Pattern, see if I can incapacitate this thing.
That's a charisma. No, wisdom.
Wisdom
save,
right? Save minus three.
Ooh, okay, okay. That is a 14.
Yes.
That means that it is charmed for the duration of this. While charmed, its speed is zero and it is incapacitated.
Mm-hmm. And this is to the sort of the vines and things.
Yes,
or to the crocodile.
It's whatever can see me.
Nice.
So it's any creature that can see. So if it's, I guess it would be the vines and the crocodile.
Yeah.
And I'm going to yell out, "No one hurt it! No one wake it! It's incapacitated! Do not attack! Just get Tharnak and let us get out of here! Do not hurt it! Do not attack! Whatever you do!" And I think Dwayne's gonna run over and start trying to get, like, free Tharnak. Because it's incapacitated, so I think it automatically fails strength checks at this point.
Amazing. You're not entirely sure where Tharnak is, though.
Tharnak!
A slight issue.
Tharnak! Hello? Tharnak?
It's definitely under the water somewhere.
Somewhere.
You're wading into the water to try and, like, find him.
Yeah.
Amazing. Here's the crocodile's turn. It is, as you say, incapacitated. So it just kind of floats there, very closely looks at Ricky. It's not trying to do anything, but it is floating closer toward Ricky. Doesn't like that it's just been whacked in the face.
Well, I mean, I missed, but okay.
Valerie, that's when you come running in.
Oh.
Where's the dragon? Where's the dragon?
Whoa. All you can see is this whole group of people who are clearly in a dire situation because there's a massive, weird, fungally crocodile nearby. What are you doing, Val?
Does it look at all like a dragon?
I mean, it's slightly reptilian. No. Yeah.
could she have heard Dwayne yelling, what? "Don't attack it"? Could she have heard?
No,
Dwayne
Valerie.
I didn't hear that, did I?
You do you.
I didn't hear that, did I, David?
No.
Did I hear that?
No.
No.
No. No, it's more fun to say no.
Yeah, she comes running in, yelling, "Where's the dragon? Where's the dragon?" She looks around and is like, "Well, they're not a dragon, that's not a dragon, but, rage! Ah!" Back the crocodile.
It might be. It's true.
You have advantage. I'm honor bound to tell you, you have advantage on whatever attacks you make against this thing.
I do.
You have advantage.
I also have two attacks.
In fact, I think you auto crit.
Because it's charmed.
Oh no, yeah, you auto crit because it's incapacitated.
Val looks like the Trunchbull, Ben.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, I'm on board.
My casting in about 15 years' time. so, it is 19 to hit.
19 hits. Yeah.
I'm really sorry, guys.
It's an auto crit.
Auto crit.
Don't attack it, don't attack. Ah, well.
this random person has just turned up.
We've still got the vines.
16,
nice. Still, that's a lot of damage.
So she does a sort of quite precise. And then she goes for another one.
It wasn't me, I just got unlucky. It worked! Bam!
This one does not have advantage.
25 to hit.
Oh. 25 hits, yeah.
7.
Only 7 points of damage. Nice.
No, it's still up.
Gosh. It is still up. Just. As you're. Sort of launching in to get it though. You think it's probably just about to die. It's just gonna spasm slightly and lash out at Ricky.
Yeah.
That's all he's going to do.
Oh no,
this could be it for Rick.
Ricky, that is a 26 to hit.
I mean, gosh. I don't know what my AC is, David, so I mean, does that hit?
Yeah, you're pretty dead, unfortunately.
Okay.
So you take 20 points of damage,
piercing damage. Yeah, yeah.
As its mouth just sort of snaps open, like, especially having Val, like, sort of hacking away at it, like, its mouth, like, rears open,
wow,
just launches forward and comes down on Ricky's
clean
head.
Its teeth off.
Ricky!
Dwayne falls to his knees.
His teeth.
Judge.
He never got
Judge,
to clean
what are
his
you doing?
Teeth. That bark was real. I wasn't lying. Damn it, Dwayne. Everything you touch just dies. Everyone you love just dies around you. Poison.
Judge, it's your turn.
Are we killing this thing or not? You told us not to attack it. That this person. Ah, oh, damn it! And he just like he's gonna just try to put the crocodile out of his misery.
Amazing. Please do.
8 plus 9 is
17.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
6 plus. Yeah, so that's 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage, and that is enough just to stop this thing from moving.
Yes!
Nobody touch the vines! Nobody touch the vines!
There's a sort of a weird stillness that comes over the whole area. Like, the vines are twitching. Nobody can see where Tharnak has gone. But Dwayne, you feel this chill come across you. And maybe it's the fact that you've just been talking about art, that you're like just that little bit closer on edge. But you turn around and sort of climbing off of Valerie and standing on the back of this dead crocodile is your ex-husband.
Art! Art, what are you doing here?
What?
Did you? Who is this? Why are you? Why have you? Look! I'm still heading north. Trust me. Don't worry. I won't delay.
Why did you leave me, Dwayne?
There was nothing I could have done. It happened so fast. You were caught in the breath. I didn't mean to.
He lets out this painful screech. Just silences the entire area.
We can't hear anything. Just everything's silent.
It's almost as if the wildlife as well has just stopped. And that's where we're in the episode.
Man.
Wow.
I should have done it. I should have done my move. I would have killed everyone, but I should have done it. It would have been good.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Jeremy Cobb as Dwayne Fabulosa, Jasper William Cartwright as Tharnak Thunderseed, Daryl Bailey as Judge, Vicky Gaskin as Valerie, and Ben Galpin as Rikoa. Original music by David Knight, and this episode was edited by Pippa Beckford. If you enjoy No Small Roles, please consider rating and reviewing the show. Tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all social media. Thank you for listening to the further adventures of Dwayne Fabulosa, presented by No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.